I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to speak with Jeff Hale with the Marquette City Fire Department. The annual Pigs and Heat charity hockey game is coming up this Wednesday night at Lakeview Arena in Marquette. We found out more with Jeff Hale from the Marquette City Fire Department.
This year again, it'd be the 34th annual. It'd be Wednesday, March 15th. We're going to get festivities started about 6:45, and it's our annual for Marquette County Fire Relief Fund, Pigs and Heat Hockey.
Yeah, and how does this work now? This is money that is used for what?
Yeah, it's all of the local fire departments, any fire departments in the county. It's Marquette County-based, and what we do is in the event that anybody's displaced because of a fire at their house, apartment, whatever it is, we take the money and we give them some money to get back on their feet, put them up in a motel for a couple nights, and give them some startup cash for clothes, food, the necessities.
So. And all that money that's raised at this event goes into, and this is the big fundraiser, isn't it?
This is our one and only fundraiser for the year. We try to, make it a big one so we're not constantly, in the community's pockets. It's a cheap event. Our tickets again this year are only $1. It's a $1 donation. You don't have to attend the game.
But there's all kinds of other things too. You've got some prizes, some raffles, some opportunities to buy a puck or some other commemorative matters. All of that goes into the fund.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got some giveaways. We got the first couple prizes are cash. There's a $1,000 donation. It's going to be a cash $250 donation from ServPro. And then we have usually about 100 prizes. This year we have a couple prizes from the Hockeyville. The people from the Buffalo Sabres donated autographed jersey.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
That
should be pretty neat.
And that's going to be like a raffle, or is it going to be how are you going to give that away?
That one will be a separate raffle.
Okay.
So that one you'll have to be at the game get in on that one.
You must be present to win. Keep that in mind,
yes.
Because a lot of this other stuff you don't have to be here. You'll get a hold of folks.
Yeah, there's usually about 100 prizes that we give away, and you need not be present. We distribute them through the county.
How does one get tickets if they want to go to this? Obviously, there will be some at the door, but this place fills up pretty strongly, so you should get them early. How do they do that?
Yeah, you can go to your local, no matter where you're at throughout the county, police or fire department, get a hold of those guys, and we've made sure this year everybody's got them. And worst case, you can always call the Marquette City Fire Department or Marquette City Police Department, 225-8936, and we'll put you in touch with them.
This is Jeff. When the cops take on the firefighters, how's the teams coming together? How's it looking?
We're getting them together. I haven't seen the official police roster yet, so we'll have to go over that once that's unveiled. But fire department roster is coming together pretty good.
You know, what's fun about it is it is a game with a good cause and kind of a good nature to it, but you guys get out on the ice and you actually start mixing it up and play some real hockey out there.
Yeah,
you're not just kind of screwing around for the night.
You know, you give a guy a stick in his hands and you don't know what can happen, so it does get a little chippy from time to time. But
it is all for a good cause.
Yeah.
And one of the great things that's nice about it is you end up with people that are coming down from all over to see this and cheer them on.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some people from the fire department that are, their families are coming in from Wisconsin, and usually we get a big contingent from the copper country because they have the same type of fundraiser. So, we kind of bounce ideas off each other that way and stuff. So,
That is a fun thing. Well, let's give them all the details again, when and where and how folks can get tickets.
Yeah, it's this Wednesday, March 15th. It starts at 6:45. Please try to get there early. We have a lot of awards that we give away to police and law enforcement officers, well-deserved. So it's a $1 donation to get into the door. And if you don't have tickets, you can buy them there. So.
And, of course, tickets are available by getting a hold of local law enforcement and firefighters, pretty much any departments, and they'll also check with the Marquette guys.
Yes, absolutely. Any departments around the county should have tickets for you. So,
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you stopping in to tell us about it. And, again, this is the big fundraiser for the Fire Relief Fund, so it's a good way to help out.
It is, too. And we just wanted to reiterate how much you guys do, and we appreciate how much help you guys are. So thank you.
Happy to be a part of it to help out. We will be there on Wednesday evening telling folks about what's going on, and hopefully we'll get a lot of money raised for the Pigs and Heat Fire Relief Fund. Jeff, thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you very much, guys.
That's the comments of Jeff Hale with the Marquette City Fire Department. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.